Hello.
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
Thank you. And what is, in your own words, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? What do you think it will be?
The economy.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your own words? Globally, the world, the environmental issue right now, what do you think is the most important?
The climate change lie.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, in your own words?
The climate change lie.
Okay, thank you. And using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry? I'm going to read them to you. The medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How about mining? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How about refining? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How about electric utilities? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How about agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I have no idea what that is.
Agriculture and farming?
Oh, agriculture.
Agriculture.
Excellent.
Yes. Thank you. And forest products. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay, moving along. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The U.S. Forest Service. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about the county land departments? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. The forest and timber industries. Excellent,
good,
just, fair, or poor? Thank you. Environmental groups. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
Same as harvest.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forests today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, about the same?
Probably about the same.
Thank you. Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
That I have no clue of. I haven't kept track of that.
Okay.
So I'm not informed.
Okay. Do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
If it's done right, yes.
Okay, thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And by the way, we are already at 67%. Only a few more questions left. I do appreciate you taking your time and your patience. Thank you. Appreciate it. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding, trained, and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin's investments will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
I support that.
Thank you. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
If it's done right, I support it, but usually if the government's involved, they fuck it up anyways.
Okay. Would you like me to write down support or oppose? Undecided.
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. I see that you are undecided on that issue. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Undecided.
Okay. Get into school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Finally, just a few more questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
High school,
thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And how will you describe the community that you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, a farm, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $199, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000
plus? 50 to 75.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? So I'm going to read you the list. Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming, or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Administration.
Medical education. Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a nice night. Take care. Enjoy your
night. Thank you. You have a lovely night, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.